Welcome aboard, Paulding County. It's another edition of My Sports. So happy you've chosen to spend a piece of your Saturday morning with me. We're chatting a whole week of Paulding County athletics. Jam-packed week it was. We're making our way through volleyball season. We have some other golf that we have to talk about. We talked a lot of golf last week, talked a lot of cross country last week. This week, talking a whole bunch of volleyball. And of course, we will break down all of the football games from last night. Big slate of games right in the heart of Green Meadows Conference play on the gridiron. Paulding, Antwerp, Wayne Trace, all battling for position in the Green Meadows Conference. I had a really fun volleyball game with Dave Bowen. That was on Thursday. I'll talk about that one between Paulding and Ottoville. Really good match, Paulding Panthers. Really nice season on the volleyball floor this year. We'll break down that one. And, of course, our guest today, Paulding Panther football. No secret, they are on a roll. Massive win 2 weeks ago. And in studio today will be our guest. He is Scoot Miller to help me break it all down. I had Caleb Hatch on a few weeks ago who recalled a lot of Paulding football. Scoot Miller, well, he's been his partner through it all. So, Scoop, he's going to join me next. We're going to talk a bunch of Paulding football, as well as a little bit of volleyball here on another edition of My Sports. Of course, we will have our MySports.live slate of games, the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. And again, just chatting a little bit of golf here in a little bit. Tournament time in Division 2, which means the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders, they were in action, and the Golfer of the Year. We'll talk about all that coming up here next on another edition of My Sports, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name is Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports, and we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next, right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
And we're back here on My Sports, joined by MySports.live analyst Scoop Miller. Scoop, thanks so much for taking some time today, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's always fun to talk to you, Pete.
So let's talk Paulding football. You've seen these Panthers in action a whole bunch this year, including a crazy game 2 weeks ago. Scoop, I'm just going to leave it open-ended for you. What's special about the Paulding football program this season?
Oh, I tell you what, there's so much to like about this Paulding football team. It's special in a lot of ways, Pete. You know, first, these guys are connected. You can see it on the sidelines. You can see it on the offense, the defense, the special teams. I mean, they're so cohesive. They work so well together. And then certainly another special aspect you have to mention is these guys have some just incredible athletic talent on both sides of the football. You know, this is that kind of generational type of team that Paulding's seeing, and the community has really been blessed with some great football there at Keyser Field this year.
So I remember, and I've said this a few times now, but I remember talking to Coach Menzie a few years ago when he took the job over, and he said, number one, first and foremost, I'm going to implement a really good conditioning and weight program, and I think that has really paid off this year.
Well, it really has, you know, and that's the thing. We kind of mentioned, I think, in our telecast last Friday, and that impressive come-from-behind win against undefeated Fairview. It's like, hey, Paulding's got eight guys right now that are really playing on both sides of the football. You know, is endurance going to be a factor down the stretch? Well, it wasn't. You know, these guys still, they weren't going on fumes. They had plenty in the tank, and wow, what a spectacular finish that we witnessed there last Friday night.
Yeah, let's talk about that game a little bit before we go any further. 36-31, heck of a win streak. I mean, what more can you say about this Paulding team? But can you describe the end of that to me? So honestly, and I know we were talking before, but myself and Brady just wrapped up at Wayne Trace, and they had won, so we flipped you guys on, picked it up maybe about in the fourth quarter, and we're standing at the middle of Raider Field at Wayne Trace listening to you guys, and then I flip on, get in the car, flip on the radio, and listen to Kenny Stabler for about the last minute.
Well, I tell you what, it's just two incredible teams. You know, a lot of times in high school athletics, teams lose games, and that game was won. Mm-hmm. And I'll give credit to both teams because you could see on every play, Pete, that these guys did not take a playoff, either Fairview or Paulding. It was that type of game where if you did, you were probably going to be on the short end. But what was so impressive, Pete, Fairview came out. They threw some punches early. They were able to outscore Paulding 7-0 in that opening quarter. But then Paulding really put things together. And for that second and third quarter, played so well against a Fairview team that really athletically is as good as anybody. And to have that lead going the fourth quarter and then credit Fairview, you know, they lead the GMC as far as football championships with 19, and they certainly were looking for number 20 this year. They outscored Paulding 15-0 in that fourth quarter when they took that last lead there with under a couple minutes to go. You just wondered, you know, is Paulding going to be able to get up off the turf one more time? Because, as we mentioned, these guys allowed to play both sides of the football. They left it out there in each and every play. But, boy, they put it together just, again, that cohesiveness and that touchdown pass from Colt Hunt to Jalen Mance. Well, that's one that not only will I replay over my head time and time again, but I'm sure all of Paulding will see that play over and over. That was just a phenomenal play on all sides of it. The line gave Colt Hunt some protection. Colt Hunt just dropped a dime, the only place where it could be. And then Jalen Mance, you know, he was being not only double-teamed, but they also were in a cover three. I mean, they had a couple extra defensive backs in there. And one of those backs, Logan Olinger, one of the top defensive players in the GMC, you know, he was in deep center field. And somehow Mance was able to tap the ball two or three times up in the air to himself. He was able to break a tackle. And then he just put on the Jets, outraced everybody to the end zone. And what an improbable finish there, as Paulding did the improbable, that huge comfort behind win against Fairview. And now Paulding, you know, even though they got a long way to go here in the GMC, they do control their own fate. That's the only team at GMC that can say that right now. So they certainly are in good shape here.
Yeah, and I think that, Scoop, and you can echo this, but that was a program-defining win. So the reason I say that is because on my way out there, like I said, I was at Wayne Trace, and I was listening to a bunch of different radio stations. They were all doing high school football previews, and every single person I listened to picked against Paulding that night because they were questioning their quality of opponent in the first half of the year. Well, they definitely proved the doubters wrong.
Well, they did. And, you know, I heard those same echoes, Pete, throughout the week. You know, I even mentioned on the MySports.live telecast that, you know, I've heard people say that, hey, these guys are pretenders, not contenders. Uh-huh. And I said, well, you obviously haven't seen them play because, you know, and again, they also said, well, hey, they haven't beat a team with the winning record since the 2021 season, you know, a 56-50 win over Eden in double overtime. But I said, hey, this is not the typical team you've seen over the years throughout the GMC. This team is special. They've got athletes. They're deep. They've got a seasoned veteran quarterback. And, boy, do they have some receivers there that can flat-out fly. You combine that with, you can see these guys have been in the weight room. This is the team that we knew going in. This was going to be one of those games that could be won either way because, again, I think Fairview's one of the top teams in the state, but Paulding's certainly got to be right up there with them.
And I have been really impressed this year. Again, I've only seen Paulding once in person and obviously on your guys' telecast a few times. But Colton Hunt, he has as strong of arm as anybody I've seen in the GMC this year, but really in football in Northwest Ohio. I saw him throw a bomb almost 50 yards in the air against Wayne Trace, and he's really grown up quickly into a leader on this team in his senior year.
Well, he really has. He's a guy I think that's been under the radar, you know, because you have the speed burners and Blake Roanhaus. You've got Jordan Mance. You got Emmett Barnes. You got Jalen Mance. I mean, you've got so many different guys you can go to. But Colt Hunt, if you give him time, wow, he is not only has a strong arm as you've mentioned, but he is accurate. You know, if you give him any type of time, he's going to put the ball where it needs to be. And the thing I've been so impressed with, you know, he's grown a lot. You know, he got thrown in the fire as a youngster. I thought he handled that well, but he's really, use that to his full advantage. I mean, he makes good decisions. He also now has the ability to use his legs, something he really didn't do until really his senior year this year. So he's really emerged, and he's been a big part of that offense that is scoring nearly 45 points per contest this season.
Well, let's talk about one of our favorite athletes, but a guy that we've been very impressed with this year, and you've mentioned his name a few times, Jalen Manscoop, calling all Division I college coaches out there. This guy has Division I written all over him, and he made a massive jump in between sophomore and junior year. Jalen Mans, guys, he is not just a good football player. He's a fantastic athlete.
Oh, no question about it. I've said that hundreds of times because he does have D1 talent. There's no question about it. You know, obviously, he's got a great work ethic, but he is blessed with some tremendous God-given ability. And his credit, he uses every bit of it. He comes to play day in, day out. And, wow, you know, he's been a little bit under the radar, but I've seen up close. You know, I've had a lot of Paulding games the last several years. And this guy is a special, special athlete. So, but again, he's one of many guys that have been a big part of this Paulding success. But certainly, I think colleges are going to be driving over to Paulding here to get to know this young man a little bit better here as this season unwinds.
Yeah, someone's going to get a steal, that's for sure. And talking about the season unwinding for you, Scoop, I mean, again, still a long way to go. You have to bring it week in and week out in the Green Meadows Conference. What are some of the keys for Paulding to be able to hold this out together and make a deep playoff run?
They just have to focus on the task at hand. You know, right now they've got to feel awfully good. You know, you're patting yourself in the back. You just got through the biggest hurdle in your schedule in Fairview, but you also now have to go on the road and play at Edgerton, a team that's 5-1 right now, and also maybe a little bit under the radar as well. So, but the good thing is they control their own destiny. You know, their schedule looks favorable. But again, I think they have to use that experience from past years. You know, last year, you know, they had a phenomenal team. They kind of lost some tough games down the stretch. In fact, they lost 4 of the last 5 games. They made it to the playoffs, but they were quick 1-and-out. I know that did not leave a very good taste in those guys' mouths. So I think they're going to try to use that experience and use some of those tough lessons to maybe build a nice playoff run, because they certainly can do it. And looking at their status right now as far as Region 22, Division 6, you know, I like where they're at right now. They are sitting in 5th place, and I certainly think they're in a really good position to get a bye. Hopewell, Law and Margaretta, teams 1 and 3, they're going to knock each other out this Friday night.
Yep.
Arsenal's still got to go through the likes of Patrick Henry and Liberty Center. And so I can see Paulding, you know, if they could win out, I can see them maybe slipping into that 3rd spot and have a chance to host a playoff game or two.
Yeah, that'd be a blast. Keyser Field would be packed, and that's the one thing I have to say. No matter where Paulding's played, again, I saw them at Wayne Trace, but I know every time I've tuned into you guys, oh, man, Paulding Stadium just packed this year, and that's also great to see. Anyway, Scoop, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, and I'll see you come next week for that Paulding football game.
Hey, I'll look forward to it, Pete. Thanks so much.
This has been Scoop Miller, MySports.live analyst, among all of the other hats he wears. Scoop, very much appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for taking the time and diving into some Paulding football with me this morning. All right, time for a break here on MySports. When we come back, we have to take a look at the scoreboard from last night. All that and plenty more, including some volleyball talk and some golf talk, coming up next, right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
We're back here on My Sports. Just wrapped up our conversation with our guest today, MySports.live analyst Scoot Miller, who has seen a lot of the Paulding Panther football team this year. Now it's time to chat some football. We'll carry the conversation right on over, and we'll start with the Panthers in another huge matchup. Last night against Edgerton, myself and Scoop talked a lot about the Fairview game 2 weeks ago, but Paulding had to come out last night and bring it to the Edgerton Bulldogs, that one being on the road at Edgerton. Paulding looking for its longest winning streak since 1988. Also trying to start 7-0 since 1988. Well, they got it done. Full scoreboard for you, starting with Paulding at Edgerton. Paulding 35, Edgerton 28. Edgerton scores with a second left. Paulding gets the road victory to improve to 7-0. Fairview 38, Antwerp 6, and then Tenora takes down Wayne Trace in a low-scoring bout. Rams 10, Raiders 7, and then Ayersville over Hicksville 28-6. Let's dive right into Paulding, and, well, how do you think this one got started? Let me just throw that out there. Any opinions on how this game got started? Well, I will ruin it pretty quickly. Both teams, well, we knew they could score in bunches. Paulding averaging 43 points per game. Edgerton averaging just under 40 points per game. And the Panthers are trying to avoid that letdown, of course, after a fantastic win against Fairview. Paulding, as of last night, before last night, you heard Scoop mention it, 5th in D6, and then Edgerton 4th in D7. Plenty of points on stake last night. Edgerton, they won the toss. They elected to defer and went on defense. Well, they gave the Paulding offense the ball, and that was the issue to start. Colton Hunt finds Jordan Manns 55 yards on the game's first play to the Edgerton 5, and then 2 plays later, Hunt takes the read option in for a 3-yard score. 1:03 into the game, it's 6-0 Paulding Panthers. Edgerton took the long route on its opening drive. They had 4 first downs, didn't face a 3rd down until Paulding snuffed out a reverse to set up a 4th and 8 from the Panther 15, and then massive pressure on Maddox Baker on a 4th down. He threw a pick to Blake Roanhouse at the 5, and it's returned all the way to the Paulding 32. So Paulding, second time on offense. They promptly drive to the red zone, but then had an incompletion on a 3rd and 2 from the Edgerton 9. Set up a key play in the first. Paulding did take a timeout. Then on 4th down, Avery Cooper, he got the edge on the outside handoff and scored from 9 yards out. Hunt scores on the conversion. It's a 2-score lead for Paulding. 1:20 left in the first quarter. First quarter ends 14-0. Edgerton, well, they weren't going away. They drove into Paulding territory, but that drive, it stalled out at the Panther 9-yard line. And then Paulding, Avery Cooper scores from 13 yards out. 3 possessions for the offense, 3 touchdowns. Again, the defense doing its thing for the Paulding Panthers. Paulding 21, Edgerton 0. Just under 3 minutes left in the first half. Carter Gibson then returns the kickoff 67 yards to the Paulding 22. But 2 bobbled handoffs put Edgerton behind the sticks. 4th and 16. From the Paulding 28-yard line, the Paulding defense holds, but the first play after the turnover, the Panthers are picked off. Miles Baker picks off Colt Hunt, returns it down to the Paulding 4-yard line. Then Maddox Baker, he scores 1 play later, and Edgerton on the board before halftime. Your halftime score, Paulding 21, Edgerton 7. Just want to go through some of the stats from halftime. Colt Hunt, 7 of 11, 112 pass yards, of course, did throw a pick. 12 attempts for 88 rush yards for Paulding, 201 total yards of offense, 8 first downs in that first half of play. 2 rush for 23 yards and a score for Hunt, and I mentioned 7 for 11 for 112 and a pick, that all in the first half. Avery Cooper on the ground in the first half of play, 4 for 28. Jalen Manns, 6 rushes for 38 yards, 2 receptions for 35 yards, and then, of course, Jordan Manns, 3 for 65 in the first half. Second half action. Well, it was a really odd sequence to start the second half. Edgerton turned it over on down. Paulding goes 3 and out, tries to fake a punt. That was spoiled. 2 plays later, Maddox Baker finds Parker Eldon, a 25-yard touchdown pass over a leaping Jordan Manns, and all of a sudden, with 7:40 left in the third, it's 21-14. Both teams trade possessions, but then it was Hunt who broke it all open with a 44-yard strike to Blake Roanhouse. 28-14, Paulding under 2 minutes left, third quarter. Your score at the end of three, 28-14. Edgerton with the ball, but Paulding, they got a hand on a pass in the end zone. Kellen Sanchez caught it for a 12-yard score, and Edgerton refused to go away. 10 minutes left in the ballgame, 7-point lead for Paulding, and then the Panthers able to chew up the clock with 9 plays using nearly 5 minutes. However, the Bulldog defense did hold. So Edgerton, they took over on their own 8 with under 4 minutes left to go, down 28-21. The Bulldogs had one last shot, but the Paulding defense holds. And the Panthers, they improved to 7-0 on the year. It was all sealed out after a bit of a delay. Avery Cooper run to the near sideline. Edgerton, like I mentioned, they scored with 1 second on the clock. 35-28, your final. Panthers improved to 7-0, and they are on a 7-game winning streak. Again, the longest winning streak since 1988, and the first time that Paulding has started 7-0 since the exact same year. Panthers win it, and a big one on the road. Still a lot of road to hoe for Paulding, but they are really pointed in the right direction right now. So Paulding 35, Edgerton 28, Fairview 38, Antwerp 6, Tenora 10, Wayne Trace 7, Ayersville 28, Hicksville 6. And that is a look at your scoreboard in the Green Meadows Conference in the Friday night lights from one evening ago. Can't wait to see how it all shakes out. Panthers right now on a roll. We'll see, and fingers crossed, hopefully they can continue that under Jim Menzie. What a year it's been. We've seen Wayne Trace improve. The Archers, after a tough season last year, came into this year. They've battled week in and week out, and of course, Paulding sitting there at 7-0. Let's quickly take a look at the standings. Well, I mentioned them, of course, the Paulding Panther football team. They're going to be at the top of those standings without a blemish in the Green Meadows Conference. Well, the rest of them, they look like this. Paulding 4-0, 7-0 overall in the conference, 3-1, 6-1. Fairview, Tenora 3-1, 3-4. They're sneaky good. Edgerton 2-2, 5-2. Wayne Trace 2-2, 2-5. Antwerp 1-3, 2-5. Ayersville 1-3, 1-6. And then Hicksville 0-4, 1-6 on the season. All right. That's a wrap on football from last night. Myself and Scoop will be back out for the Paulding game next Friday. I'm really looking forward to that one. Then, knowing back out at Wayne Trace here at some point, too. So, myself and Scoop, we'll have the Paulding game coming to you next week on MySports.live. We'll get to the MySports.live slate here in just a moment. We need to talk some volleyball. We have to talk some golf. That is all coming up next. This is My Sports, and it continues right here on My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
We're back here on My Sports, chatting some volleyball, chatting some golf. We just wrapped up our conversation with Scoop Miller, MySports.live analyst. Scoop, always thank you so much for your insight. Really do appreciate it. And joining me for another morning here on My Sports, he's been a staple of a guest over the past few years because I just truly appreciate everything he brings to the table. All right, we're going to talk volleyball. We're going to talk golf. We're going to do this all in one segment here. I think it all will flow together pretty well because we have to talk about the all-conference teams in the GMC from the boys and for the girls. We also need to talk about the Division II tournament that was at Sycamore Springs Golf Course in Findlay earlier this past week. Archbold in first place, a 369 team score. Winford in second, a 373. Wassion in third, a 379. Van Buren in fourth, a 382. St. Henry, a 386 in fifth. Minster, 388 in sixth. New Bremen, 394 in seventh. Hopewell Loudon, 395 in eighth. Then Wayne Trace, the red, white, and blue. And how about the girls' golfer of the year, Reagan McGarvey, from the Wayne Trace Raiders, a 98 team score, 398 for Wayne Trace. McGarvey, of course, a senior, a 46 and a 52. Crosby, a 50 and a 50. Ryan Jay, also a senior, 53 and a 47. Also, Olivia Bauman, a 62 and a 60. And Isabel O'Shaughnessy, a 49 and a 51. Once again, a ninth place team finish for the Wayne Trace girls at the Division II District Golf Tournament at Sycamore Springs Golf Course. Again, that being in Findlay. Otsego in 11th. Edison in 12th, Montpelier in 13th, Napoleon in 14th, and then Colonel Crawford in 15th, with Bath in 16th, and Delta, Hicksville, Huron, and Jefferson only having one golfer apiece. All right, as I mentioned, the Ladies Golfer of the Year. We're going to talk about the LGMC teams, and we're going to start with the Golfer of the Year, Regan McGarvey from Wayne Trace, joining her on the first team, Adelaida Gill from Tenora, Jaden Deesh from Edgerton, Alaya Keeley from Hicksville, Ella Crosby from Wayne Trace, and Marissa Raymond from Tenora. Second team, Lila Backhouse from Tenora, Delaney Dackenhouse from Paulding, Ryan Jay from Wayne Trace, Summer Mosier from Tenora, Lila Clem from Antwerp, Cameron Whitaker from Fairview. Honorable mention category on the ladies' side of things, Kaylee Gorell from Ayersville, Isabel O'Shaughnessy from Wayne Trace, Hannah Allstatter from Ayersville, Madison Schmidt from Antwerp, Danny Coble from Ayersville, and then from Edgerton, Whitney Wright to round out the first, second, and honorable mention teams for the girls' golfers this season. On the boys' side, well, Tenora, they're really good as they always are on the golf course. Three Tenora Rams, Parker Hancock, he is the GMC Golfer of the Year for the boys, Logan Stein from Tenora, Ryder Backhouse from Tenora, Colton Adams from Hicksville, Caden Massengale from Tenora, and then Brody Rossworm from Wayne Trace. That's the first team on the boys' side of things. Second team, well, it looks like this. Kalen Foreman from Ayersville, Luke Eicher from Hicksville, Calvin Martin from Tenora, Jack Degger from Paulding, Grant Lemonstall from Tenora, and then Tyler Goyings from Paulding, the honorable mention team. Few Paulding County names on it. Connor Wanamaker, a nice year for Wayne Trace, Jonas Schinninger from Fairview, Charlie Carasone from Hicksville, Gannon Parrott from Paulding, Zane McMichael from Antwerp, and Nick Hatcher also from the Paulding Panthers. So there's a look at your All Green Meadows Conference girls and boys, first team, second team, and honorable mention categories, along with your golfers of the year, Parker Hancock from the boys from Tenora and Regan McGarvey from the red, white, and blue of Wayne Trace. Team standings, Tenora, 322 overall, Paulding right behind them, 342, Wayne Trace, a 348, Hicksville, 350, Ayersville, 353, Fairview, 362, Antwerp, 367, Edgerton, 399, Wayne Trace for the girls, 389, Tenora 393, Ayersville 435, Paulding a 443, Antwerp a 453. All right, let's turn our attention to some volleyball. Like I said, we're going to put volleyball and golf all in one segment today. We have a lot of football we have to talk about too. Let's talk about the volleyball matches and start from earlier in the week. Then we'll get to the really good match I had on Thursday between Paulding and Autoville, but let's start all the way back on Monday. It was Paulding over Wauseon. Addison Aaron, 3 aces, SDPs, 41 assists. Lucy Breyer, 10 kills. Kate Kukuk, 10 kills. Carly Breedlove, 11 kills. Addie Shull, 5 digs. Addie Pease, 8 digs. Tori Schlatter, 16 digs, 3 aces. Kaylee Dunham, 3 blocks and 11 kills. Paulding varsity over Wauseon. It took them 4, 25-12, 25-13, 23-25, and then 25-13. The JV also defeating Wauseon 25-21 and 25-7. Volleyball, it was Continental over Antwerp in a hard-fought match. 25-23 in the first set, 25-20 in the second, 15-25 in favor of the Archers in the third, and then Continental just able to knock off Antwerp 25-20 in the fourth as Continental takes a four-set victory over the Antwerp Archers. More volleyball. It was Paulding over Hicksville, 25-23, 25-21, 25-7. Junior varsity also gets the win in a conference match, 25-6, 25-16. Tori Schlatter, 14 digs. Addie Shull, 16 digs. 4 kills for Carly Breedlove, 6 kills for Anaya Mead. Kate Kukuk, 6 kills. Lucy Breyer, 7 kills and 3 aces. Kaylee Dunham, 7 kills, Addie Pease, 7 digs, Libby Breyer, 6 digs, and then SDP's 4 kills, 4 aces, and 32 assists. Wow, that's a really nice season that SDP's is putting together. A really nice season for Paulding. Okay, let's fast forward to a little bit later in the week. Thursday volleyball action, it looked like this. I mentioned earlier that I had a good one on Thursday, Autoville and Paulding. Going head-to-head in a battle between the GMC and the PCL, one of the most entertaining volleyball matches that I've been a part of. No kidding. I have never, and I mentioned it in a break on the broadcast, I had never been a part of a reverse sweep before. This game on paper, myself and Dave Bowen talked about it. He was doing color commentary for me, and it looked like it was going to be a very close match. A lot of similarities between the two squads, but the one difference is Ottoville, they really don't sub. They used one sub on Thursday, and I think that played a little bit of a factor in Paulding pulling out the five-set victory. It was all Ottoville in the first two. 25-18, 25-19, and then Paulding comes storming back in the third. 25-18, 25-13, 15-13. Paulding takes it in reverse sweep fashion for a really big win and some great performances. Addie Arend, only a sophomore, she was in double-digit kills and our player of the match, signature embroidery player of the game. She was Lucy Breyer, the senior, who just brought a different spark from the middle of the floor. Really impressed with the Paulding volleyball team, and they're poised to stay in this game. Also, Kaylee Dunham, she was really good at the net, but Lucy Breyer and Addie Arend, two great performances. Addie Arend, only a sophomore. Breyer, of course, a senior, but a big-time victory for the Paulding Panthers over Ottoville in reverse sweep fashion, 3-2. Also around the conference, it was Eastside over Hicksville. That was in straight sets, 3-0. Tenora takes down Wauseon in straight sets. Patrick Henry over Ayersville in straight sets. And then Fairview over Archbold. That took 4, 25-18, 25-19, 25-21 Archbold, then 25-19 the Apaches, closing out Archbold in 4. So that's a look at some of the volleyball action from this past week. The draw is coming up tomorrow. I can't believe it. Draw coming up here soon. Regular season starting to wind down for volleyball, but some GMC teams and some Paulding County teams having a really nice year. All right, that's a look at some volleyball. We also talked a little bit of golf. When we come back, it is time to put a lid on this one with our MySports.live slate of games. And then, of course, the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. And, of course, we have to hand out a few thank yous. That coming up next. Don't go anywhere, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then, boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
And we're back here on My Sports. We chatted some golf, we chatted some volleyball, of course, we chatted some football this morning, and we talked to our guest today, MySports.live analyst, among all the other hats that he wears, Scoop Miller. Thank you so much for taking some time today breaking down the Panther football team. And Scoop, well, he's seen a lot of Panther football, not just this year, but over the years. And once again, I really appreciate you taking the time, Scoop, not just this time on My Sports, but each and every appearance, I learn something new, and I absolutely love it. I'm excited to be on the call with Scoop. That being next week, we'll get to the MySports.live slate of games here momentarily. First, we have to hand out some thank yous, and those go out to our sponsors, who are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp. Williamson Crop Insurance, Schweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, and of course the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Without you guys, I wouldn't be here doing this, so I thank you week in and week out for allowing me to help tell the stories of the high school athletes in Paulding County. All right, Time to look at our MySports.live slate of games before we get to the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. So let's get right to it. I mentioned I'm on the call next week for some Paulding football, but we're going to start all the way on Monday. There's a whole bunch of games on the MySports.live airwaves next week. Monday, October 6th, that's volleyball between Paulding and Continental. That's Kenny Stabler and Brady Stabler on the call for you. Then Jason Landers and Doug Billman, they have Wayne Trace football. That is a junior high football game on MySports.live. Circle that one on the calendar. Showcasing some of the younger athletes, Wayne Trace and Antwerp once again, Landers and Billman, they have that one for you. Then on Thursday, some more volleyball. Antwerp and Paulding go at it with Dave Bowen and Scoop Miller. Then myself and Scoop on Friday. Well, we have the Hicksville and Paulding game. Of course, that one at Paulding. And then another big one. It's another Paulding County matchup. And this time, the red, white, and blue, they travel to Antwerp to take on Jason Hale's Antwerp Archers. Again, that one happening next week, also on October 10th. So two football games, well, three football games, including the junior high game. That one, again, being on Tuesday between Antwerp and Wayne Trace. And then two volleyball games, volleyball Paulding Continental and Antwerp Paulding before we talk football again on Friday, Paulding Hicksville, and then Antwerp Wayne Trace. So there's a look. Can you believe that we are already, I don't want to say winding down, we're in like the middle of football season, starting to tip to that latter third. So many great games this year. I'm excited to be back out to Paulding County to call some football next week, and of course the week after. Fingers crossed for all the teams. And hey, we talked about all the great games last night. Some Paulding County teams really on a roll right now, and it's been a blast to cover each and every one of them. All right, so we talked football. We handed out some thank yous. We talked golf. We talked volleyball. One more piece of unfinished business, and that would be the best thing that I saw in sports all week. Let's get to it. And this week, we are staying in Paulding County. I brought this up earlier, but it is truly the best thing that I have seen in sports all week. Yes, MLB playoffs going on, NHL about to start up next week, but this past week, the Paulding volleyball team, three victories in the week, including a reverse sweep that I was on the call for. Head back over to MySports.live, check out that match if you have some time. Three wins for the Paulding volleyball team this week, an undefeated week, and a monster reverse sweep. They lost the first two sets, came back, won the next three over Ottoville. So the best thing that I saw in sports this week, I was there for. And again, please head over to the MySports.live website. You do not want to miss that match. A great battle all the way around. So many different contributors from Paulding as they get the award for the best thing that I saw in sports this week. So far on this segment, well, we've talked some Paulding. That was this week. We had Pudge the Cat. We had a family that carved their corn maze for an Amon Ra St. Brown celebration. A lot of other things. This has been a really fun segment this year, and I'm looking forward to seeing what next week has in store. All right, Paulding County, well, that will do it for us this morning. Get out and support your local teams, your local athletes. We talked football, we talked golf, we talked some volleyball, and of course, we talked to our guest today, Scoop Miller. So that wraps up another edition of My Sports, whoever you are. And however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County, and I'll talk to you next week. Same time, same place, right here in the My1027 WMYW studios. Have a great week, and you take care.
MySports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.